Hashem behind Shavuos. The Yom Tov of Shavuos has a very special yichud, a very special meaning to it. Shavuos was the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the most precious thing that Hashem has, His Torah, which is the mafteach, the key, l'kol ha-toyv. And that's why Shavuos is on the 50th day of Sfiris HaOmer, because kol is begematria 50. In Torah is kol ha-toyvus. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a zamatana, which is called kol ha-toyvus shavu'omer, and much, much more. The best thing in the whole world. We're, like we say every day, twice a day in Tefillah, Abba Rabba, Abbas Olam, Yerov Abbas Hashem. Hashem gave us this beautiful matana, the Torah. And that's the Simcha of Shavuos, the Simcha of being Zeicha in the Torah. However, there's one very big Hadgosha. When Hashem gave the Yidden the Torah, it wasn't Stam He gave them the Torah. They did something that made it that Hashem should give it to them. And first Hashem offered it to the other Umais. And He asked the other Umais, do you want the Torah? And the Torah is called two angles of the Torah, Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaTorah. And both are very special and very important. And the Goyim asked Maksib Bey, who told them different things that they had a hardship with, and the Goyim said no. When he came to the Yidden and he asked, do you want it? The Yidden didn't ask what Maksib Bey. The Yidden accepted it. Uba'oisei rega, that they said Nasa v'nishma, they were Zeicha t'ksarim. Malachim came from Shamayim and put on them a keser. Lametcha, that the most special part, the most special simin from Hashem, that you reach the highest level, is a keser. It says, La'osid lovay, the Gemara in Shabbos Peches says, Hashem's osid lahachzer es aksarim for Gan Eden. We're going to have a keser one more time. It's a simin they reached, their highest madrega, the Shvitz madrega they reached when they said, Nasa v'nishma. It's a very powerful lesson. We think in order to reach high madrigas, we have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And Beinu Beinecha, if you learn Kol HaTorah Kula, you will reach a very high madriga. But we think that that's the only way to get to a high madriga. I have to finish Shas. I have to do like massive things. I have to be Shomer Torah in a massive oifen. Over here, Hashem made a gilui, which is a very deep gilui in life. And that is the fact that they were willing to work on it and willing to make it happen. That deep, real rutzen, for that itself, they got the keser. And that is the yontiv of Matan Torah, that the yidden came to that akara of Nase v'nishma. So what does it mean? The Yidden were like, okay, for us it's not hard. For us it's easy. For the Goyim, you know Goyim. For them it's hard. For us, it's easy. No. The Pshat is, Avada, the Yidden knew that there's going to be things that are hard. And we know there's challenges. We know we have a Yetzirah. He challenged us in not want making us to want to learn. He challenged us in not making us to want to be Mekayim the Torah. And they knew good and well the challenges that they're going to come. As what was Nasa v'nishma? Nasa v'nishma was not an acceptance of blindness, of not knowing what I'm getting myself into. Like some people, when you know they ask if they want to get married and they say yes because they have no clue what in the world is in store for them. No, that wasn't Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma by the Yidden was with a deep understanding. Yes, there are going to be kashim. Yes, there are going to be hardships. But Hashem, we want to connect to you. And the way to connect to Hashem is Torah. Which Abricha v'aray sechadu. We want to do it even though it's hard. It's like when a boy comes and he realizes that it's a challenge to get married. You have to put work into it. But yes, I want to do it because it's kedai. The benefits, what I'm going to gain from it. The simcha, the bracha, the oisha achayim, it's kedai. As that was the Kabbalah of Naseh v'Nishma of the Yidden. It was a very deep-rooted Kabbalah with a deep understanding, and that's what brought them to the Keser. As the Simcha of Shavuos is that we got the Torah, but there's also a deeper meaning behind it. How did we get the Torah? That is a limud l'dayrus. Because how they got the Torah then is how we keep it now and how we learn it now. It has to be naseh v'nishmadik. That's one nekuda. Another nekuda. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadik Tes Amid Beis, a very powerful Gemara that everyone must know. And Sanhedrin is not in the Yeshiva Shemesechtes, as people don't know this Gemara. Of its very powerful Gemara. The Gemara says, what is the tachlis of every Yid? As if you would ask me, I would say that's a very personal question. What's my tachlis in the world? I'm not discussing with you. It's my personal business. I'm not telling you. And there is a truth to that, that every person does have a personal tafkid. But the Gemara says there's one tafkid that's for every yid. And when you come up to Shemayim, La'acha Me'e Ve'esim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell you, I created you for this reason. Did you do what I created you for? Every one of us has to face that question. We're going to be asked that question. You cannot be ishtamute kam ishtamet mime. You can't go away from Hashem. You can't hide from Hashem. The question is going to be asked. And it's not like the questions like they ask you in yeshiva sometimes, like you're giving in your phone, you don't have another phone, and you could say like, yes. Yeah. Over there by Hashem, it's kulay amitis. You can't fool Hashem. Hashem knows the answer. You can't pull the rope out. You can't cover up in front of anyone. What is Hashem going to ask you? Were you omal batoira? Did you work hard to learn? That is the key. That is the tafkid of every yid. It's on a beer. There are people that are Lame de Torah, there are people that are balabatim. There are people that they don't have zitz flesh, they're not interested. How could you say that's the tafkid of every yid? But over here, the Gemara is being megalitas. Every yid has this tafkid, because every yid could work and learn Torah. Now, are you going to ask me, does that mean the tafkid of every yid is to finish Shas 10 times? No. There's some yeshiva bachrim that the tafkid is not even to finish shas. There's some yeshiva bachrim and balabatim also that the tafkid is not to be learning 12 hours a day. But Hashem, whatever you're supposed to be doing, that's your tafkid. And Hashem's going to ask you, did you do your tafkid? Are you working? Are you learning kiroi? Hashem's going to ask you, were you a kind of Torah too? Hashem's going to dahan you on everyone. But Torah is something which is the ikar of a person's life. This is what he's created for. Not because it's easy, not because it's gishmak, not because meheriv, no. Because that's what you were created to do. Why did Hashem create you? Because that's the only way you're going to be zeicha to the beautiful Torah that's in store for you. Naseh v'nishma has a real deep meaning. This is very, very important. Some bachrim, when they think I'm a kabbal Torah, I think I'm doing a nice thing in life. I think I'm doing a meaningful thing. I'm like, from that moment that there's a movement in America, value and not valuables. As I'm joining that group, I think values in life is more important than valuables. You know, there's a lot of reasons why people are makabel Torah. And then there's a different Havana. this is what I was created to do. This is my tafkid. This is what I'm here for in the world. This is my job. This is my keser in life. This is what's going to make me special and reach my tafkid that I was supposed to do. Just like if someone goes to law school and he becomes a big lawyer and he graduates Harvard Law School on top and he feels, wow, I hit my tafkid, I got that diploma. As the keser of Nasa Vinishma is the keser of having a tafkid and reaching your tafkid in life. As when the Yidden were makabel Torah, they weren't makabel, okay, there's a nice mifsa, there's a nice deal, if you learn 12 hours over Shavuos, we'll give you 300 shekel, Nasa Vinishma. That's not what Nasa Vinishma is about. Nasa Vinishma is about understanding, this is my tafkid, this is my challenge, this is my goal, this is what's going to bring me to the best that I could be. That was the Yidden's Nasa Vinishma. And that's the way you're able to rise over all the challenges. Because when you know that's your job, that's what you're supposed to, and this is the best for you, you learn on a different level. As on Shavuos, it's a chag where we kilu, we're misameach that we have the Torah. But the simcha of Torah came with a dover hakodem lo. How they were zeicha to the Torah. How were they able to get the Torah? And also, that's very, very important. It's a big zman to be mischazek. Steht in Svarim HaKadoshim, a gewaldige yisayit. We count 49 days of Svira, yet the Torah says that we count 50 days. V'tzarech bir, we only count 49. As the Rush answers, the Torah rounds things. And the Rush uses this, that there are many times the Torah rounds numbers, as that's the derech of the Torah. As that's the teretz al derech hapshat. The teretz al derech remes, al derech soy, steht in Svarim HaKadoshim, there are 50 days. 49, we do. The 50th is a matana from Hashem. Hashem counts it for us. And the Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Chavov, of the end of the Mesillas Yesharim, he says a big, big yisoid. He says, my whole sefer of Mesillas Yesharim is tchila avoide. A person's makabel and he works. Aba soifoi matan. The kedusha that you get is other mekachin oisai memat, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu mekachin oisai harbi. Kedusha is a gift from Hashem. To who does Hashem give the gift to? To somebody who counted the 49 days. For somebody who's working and showing Hashem, I want to learn. I'm pushing myself to learn. And I'm trying on my level. I want to be mechayim yetayra. I'm mechaviv the tayra. As him, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a very big matana, that he gives him the cheshek inside, the gishmak entire inside, as a matana. A lot of boys say, why don't I enjoy Taira? It's a matana from Hashem. There are some people, they enjoy Taira. They enjoy saying over Ribul Hanan. They enjoy saying over Shagis Aryeh. They enjoy learning a Gemara Rashi Taisis, and some people don't. It's a matana from Hashem. It's a matana which is nischalik on Shavuos. It's a gewaldige zman to be zeicha. And there are levels and levels on injil. Some people, Hashem helps them. They could overcome. They have the strength inside to overcome their nisyanis. It's a matana, a siyata dishmaya from Hashem to be able to plug and keep on going. When you work and when you try, you get a siyata d'shmaya, le'ela u le'ela u le'ela. This once, D'Arizal was sleeping on Erev Shabbos. He was taking his Shabbos shluf. And one of his Talmidim bent over to hear what he was saying, because the Arizal was very careful. He didn't say Seder Satayra. As the Talmud figured, when he's sleeping, he's not watching himself. So I could hear some good Gishmak Seder Satayra that he wouldn't be Megale. Because all of a sudden, the Arizal opened his eyes and he says, it would take me 70 years of explaining it to you for you to understand what I just said. As one time heard from Moshe Shapiro, he asked a question. The Arizal didn't live for 70 years. He didn't learn it for 70 years. As why? How could you say it takes 70 years to understand the Chiddush? Hare, he didn't live for 70 years. Stira midei uvei. As Moshe said, there's two kinds of Torah. There's Torah which is amelis, yogati. But then this Torah, which is Masasi, which is a Matana, and it's Ma'alu Me'ever to the Koiches of a person. The Arizal was a Mityagea Ma'id, as he was Zeicha to Matanas. Okay. Rav Moshe said it, Shapiro said it on the Arizal, because he learned Kabbalah, but we could say it on all of Talmidei Chachamim. There are Svaras that they say that are Matna Shamayim. Havana, when you learn a Sugya, it's a Matana from Hashem. Hashem is giving out matanas, the Shavuos. That's what Shavuos is about. Matan Torah is nimshach. The way we're zeicher to these matanas is when we show Hashem a cheshek to Torah. And that's the meaning of learning Leil Shavuos. It's not, I'm going to chazer over the whole whatever I learned for a Seder. It's not. It's showing Hashem I want. I'm pushing myself. I'm tired. I'm learning. That Ratzin is what is Ma'ayr and Shamayim, that you should be Zeicha to the Matanis. As that's the Makar, the Inyan of the Minig Al Pisay, to be Ma'ayr, that Matana from Hashem, to show Hashem. Where's Hashem? Let's be Machazik. It's our Tafkid. And the Gemara says something so interesting. The Gemara says, in life, you're going to be Amel anyway. Because if you're not going to be Amel in Torah, you're going to be Amel in business. As you might as well, you can't say Yeshiva Bachar all your life. Yeah. Eventually, you're going to have to be Amel in business if you're not Amel in Torah. Hashem's going to send you out. It's going to happen. As the Gemara says, you might as well be Amel for something that the Schar is Nifladik. If you're just going to be Amal for Geld, what are you going to have at the end of the day? Just Geld. Just money. But if you're Amal and Taira, your Zeicher is so much more. As Ashrei Mi, that he understands, he was put in the world with a Tafkid. That's what Diman HaTaira is about. And he Nase V'Nishma. He understands and he takes on a deep Kabbalah on Shavuos. As what is our Avodah for Shavuos? To be Makabal for life. Makabal, what we're here for, where we can grow, what we could be. That's the Yomim of Shavuos. And when we're Makabal, we're Zeicha to the Matana from Hashem, the powerful Matana of Soifai Matana, that Hashem lifts us up, that we could live up and we could grow into and become special people. And that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Ilmole Yahu Yom of Shavuos, Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. What do you mean, Ilmole Shavuos? Rabbi Yosef learned the entire year. He was a huge masmid. He became Rabbi Yosef on Shavuos. Why did he become Rabbi Yosef on Shavuos? It was every day he learned Basmati. He was there at 9 o'clock. He was knocking away. He became Rabbi Yosef on Shavuos. Shavuos is when you get the matana for the work of the whole year, when it lifts you up to the next level. Ilmale ahu yayma kama Yosef ika b'shuka. You could be another Joe. You could even be Dr. Joe. There's plenty of Yosef's Meshuka. But Reb Yosef, that is only one and only. That became Reb Yosef da Moira, who's Lenetzach Netzachim on a different level. Shvuis is where you make your decision. Are you going to be another Beshuka? Or are you going to be someone really special? And that's totally on your Naseh Venishma. It's the Gevaldig is Damnus, to be Makabal B'yacha, to reconnect, reconnect and build. Be'ezes Hashem, everyone should be Zeicha to his Keser Amiti. You'll excuse me. Kama Yugos Ika Beshuka. Yugo bosses Ika Beshuka. Kama Vichules Ika Beshuka. There's many people walking around with name brands in the Shuk. Kama Vichules that drive this car Beshuka. A person walking around with a real keser of who he is, ain't harbe. We should take it to heart and be machazik together to make a very strong Kabbalah to our connection to Torah, and be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeicha to beautiful matanis and shvuas from Hashem, to be misaleh, misreimim, and reach the heights that we all can.